Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. And then there were four. NASCAR Championship Cup Series season comes down to all the marbles in Phoenix, showdown in the desert, racing for everything. Four guys remain. Last time we're going to saddle up for the season, guys. I really appreciate you all having rolled with me all year, picking up NASCAR, learning NASCAR together, figuring out the strategies together, and going through all that for another beautiful season. We're going to get to this last race, but before we do, I want to remind you where to find us next season and maybe give you some things to listen to or watch if you like YouTube, also done by Tiger Bomb. Tiger Bomb is the company that does this Pit Row podcast, www.tigerbombsae.com. You can go to our website. You can click on the Pit Row page. You can listen to this there. You can watch the YouTube link there as well. Anywhere you want to listen to this podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, X, wherever, Facebook, just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. We'll come up. Like or subscribe. Follow. Whatever the applicable thing is, you do that. Now that we got the heavy lifting out of together. Oh, the other thing is maybe you like football. Maybe you like true crime. Another reason to check out the website. Other podcasts there. As we wind down with NASCAR, transition over to football. Let's take the show to football. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way, excited for championship weekend. And I don't know about you guys, but it's just exciting as a week as they come. For me personally, I mean, you've got literally championship weekend on Sunday, but you also have the CMAs, you know, the following Wednesday. So I went into the weekend, like you never hope that Monday comes because of work, right? But I went into the weekend very much excited for the upcoming week, for sure. And it did not disappoint. So we talked about qualifying and practice before. We'll hop right into the race. So we start Byron Blaney, Bell Larson for all the marbles. Highest finish of the group wins it all. No points matter. And of course, Byron on the pole per qualifying. Blaney is the furthest back at 15 to start the race, but he has good short run speed, as we also saw at qualifying. And we are green. Cars are everywhere. Larson diving low for three wide for second. Byron out front. Larson and Harvick still battling for second. The high line is good early here today. Logano spotting Blaney, his teammate, just as Blaney did for him last year, so helping through the traffic there. Byron, Harvick, Larson, Wallace, Hamlin, Truex, Chastain, Jones, Gibbs, Reddick now 21 laps into the show. The first stage is just such a sprint, and Byron is working to hold off Harvick. It's a sprint because you don't need the pit. It's a short run of 60 laps, so you don't need the pit window there. Chastain is third, running good laps. Two to go in the stage. Byron takes it. Excuse me. Stage points, as we said, won't matter for these guys, but you do want to take momentum, and so that is a big deal. Stage two will require at least one stop, since the pit window today or on Sunday was 94 to 95 laps. Eight or nine guys stay out, everybody else pits, and we are green again. Byron out front. Larson is fourth. Blaney is sixth. Excuse me. Fifth now. Bell is seventh. Wallace is sixth now. Sorry, getting a little jumbled at this point. Larson and Bell battling is the point. They're going back and forth. Blaney behind them. They are 4, 5, and 6 right now is the point in the race. Lap 33 into the stage. Harvick is fast. Harvick cannot be contained. He smokes past the top. He goes past on the top easily. Lap 34. He smokes right past the competition pretty easily. All right, Harvick is fast, can't be contained. Larson is fading, though, and Bell and Blaney can pass. Buescher coming now. He passes Larson. Chastain into second, and now Byron in third can be caught. His car is different since now he's not out front anymore, basically. So Byron third, Blaney fourth, Buescher fifth, then Bell and Larson. Blaney is fast, and Byron won't overextend to hold himself off. He'll have to let him go. And we get a caution. Sorry, guys, for the sniffles. Allergies. We'll work through it. But we get a caution at this point in the race. Right front rotor goes, and Bell is into the wall. The caution comes out for Bell. That thing is tore up. His championship run is over at this point in the race. Sorry to say for Christopher Bell and Joe Gibbs Racing. Bell had been complaining that the brakes were too hot. He wanted more help with the coolant. He was probably overusing the brakes. His team felt he was fine and rightfully wanted him to tough it out to stay on schedule. So that's going to end his race, guys. Blaney drops from third to seventh due to a bad pit stop, though. So we go green again now. Lap 57 in the stage. Second stage. Four and five wide at times. Chastain, Harvick, Buescher, Byron, Truex, Larson, Blaney, Jones, Wallace, Suarez now at this point. The two into the wall now. Coming into the start-finish line, broke the toe link. He's getting repaired on pit road. Truex challenging Byron for fourth now, clears him down in the dogleg. 24 to go in stage and still the same up top for the most part. We got Chastain, Buescher, Harvick, Truex, Byron, Blaney, Larson, Wallace, Jones, Brad Kay. Byron is running a defensive line now. They are 4, 5, and 6. Buescher into the lead now. Passing the lap traffic helped Buescher keep momentum, whereas Chastain had to slow up a little bit through that lap traffic. Frustration setting in for Blaney. The car is not as he's wishing as he turns. They've tried to tweak it, but he's still not happy. He's losing real grip at the end of each one, so the long run is still not where they need it to be. He is a guy that gets hot pretty quickly, so a lot of the work on the radio now is to just keep him calm. Keep him steady, keep him cool, because he has a tendency to kind of run hot, and that will affect the way you drive for sure. Final lap of stage two now, and Buescher takes it. Blaney gains a spot off pit road, though, which is interesting. The three for Larson, that's big, and Byron up two spots at this point. So Byron is second, Larson is fourth, Blaney is fifth. Final stage here, and we are green. Chastain inside and Byron outside now. Blaney ahead of Larson now. He beat the five through turns one and two. The 14 is quick right now. He's just moving through traffic, as I'm noticing Briscoe. He beats the five. I'm sorry, he beats Bowman, also running well at this point too. Blaney catching Byron now, working to clear him. Lap 211. He does clear him. Blaney clears Byron. Blaney looking for Chastain now, trying to go grab that lead. Let's see if he can keep this up in the long run. Obviously has short run speed. Diagnosed problems in the long run, though, for sure. Truex in between Blaney and Byron now. Larson behind Byron in fifth. Chastain defending well. Blaney can't pass him. He can get close, but he can't pass him. 80 to go now. Byron and Larson are about 4 seconds back from Blaney. That's becoming an issue. It's getting a little too late for that. The Hendrick team is going to do something about it. They pit here. The 24 and the 5, they bring it in. The 5 can get out ahead of the pit, the 24 here. Chastain and Blaney leaving pit road now. They cycle back through to the top. So Chastain and Blaney cycle out after them, but 56 to go now. Blaney still stalking, but the 19 is coming for the lead too. Blaney down on the low part of the track now. Chastain high, Truex in the middle. They are fighting, guys. I almost said another F word. Truex dancing behind them. Chastain crosses back over under to retake the lead. Blaney loose on the turn. That will slow him up. Truex can pass. Blaney's lead on Larson is a little less. He's got 3 seconds now. Truex trying to pass Chastain. And now, and again, Chastain is tough. 45 to go. Lap traffic is coming up now. So we'll see if this probably becomes an issue for somebody. Blaney coming back up to Truex for second. They're battling. Blaney passes. 42 to go. Blaney in second. Caution into turn three at the start-finish line, though. Kyle Busch spun around. he'll have to get corrected. We'll see what that does in terms of where we go for pit road. Larson gains a spot off pit road. 11 spots gained for Hamlin and Eric Jones on two new tires only. Both of them gaining 11. Larson is third, Blaney's fifth, Byron is sixth. Hamlin is inside, Jones is up top, and we are green. They fan out down to the dogleg pretty quickly. Larson is on the apron now. Chastain with momentum up top, though. Hamlin in the middle. Larson in the front of the 11 now. The 1 slides up the wall, and he clears. Larson is second. The 24 uses the dogleg, though, to leapfrog Blaney, and he's there, though. Blaney is third. Byron is fourth now, 28 to go. Blaney now uses the dogleg to get to the bumper of the 5. Byron is behind him. They are 2, 3, and 4 at this point in the race. Chastain out front. Here comes Buescher inside of the 24. Larson got loose, and that allows Blaney to get to the door. He's battling the 12 passes. He's fast now. Blaney pulling away from Larson. Byron is second behind them. 19 to go in this race. Let's see what the 5 has. Can he catch back up to Blaney at this point in the race? Blaney switching his line now. Larson is stalking. 9 to go. Harvick still inside of the top 10 here. That would make 21 in a row if he can hang on to settle his career with that top 10 victory. 6 to go at this point. Blaney closing on Chastain. He's faster than Larson right now. 1 to go. Chastain looking to win the race. He's looking for the race. Here comes the white flag. Here comes Blaney in tow. Ross Chastain will take it. He wins the race. Ryan Blaney, though, wins the Cup Series championship. So happy for Blaney. You know, he wants it so bad every week. Riding with that fire every single week was so highly regarded coming into last year, and it wasn't until their year at all last year. And Blaney flew under the radar this year because of that, but they stayed consistent. And in the end, Ryan Blaney is the 2023 Cup Series champion. Much well deserved. It was a great series and a great season. I'm happy for Blaney. This is fantastic for Penske. I mean, you get Logano last year, Blaney this year. Ford's ending the year strong is what we see. I think this bodes well for Buescher and Brad Kay. RFK was looking strong. We thought they might have a winner at the end of the year. Not to be, though, as we look to next year, just thinking about who also might be here. Bell, you know, heartbreaker for him. He'll have to figure it out and see if he can get back here. I have full confidence that every year he's becoming a better driver, and he's already fantastic. I fully expect next year he's going to challenge Larson more for that top driver in the game sort of a deal now. And for Hendrick, they're going to be back with the vengeance. You can't be that good, not win, and not be jaded by that. I expect Hendrick to come back and be looking for more victories next year. I expect Hendrick to be a player with Elliott. I expect better things from them. It'll be nice to see which guys come up from Xfinity and get a chance to ride in the seat in the Cup Series. It'll be nice to see if Joe Gibbs Racing can figure something out. They run so well. I feel so bad for them because they just come up short a little time and again. But all in all, it was a fantastic season. The one thing I don't want to forget is we talked about our NASCAR strategy last week and doing a lineup for each one of the 4 contenders and filling it in from there did do the trick. You know, you play a lineup and you expect to play for the money line. I had a tournament lineup bring back more, you know, 10 times the value of the money we put in. So that definitely covered everywhere else. It's covering the football. We're paying for football with NASCAR this week for darn sure. We got 290 points out of that lineup, and it was a quadruple qualifier, or I'm sorry, it was a 10X qualifier, basically. So qualifiers in NASCAR, something we're going to have to think about next season. Had a little success with this previous to starting the podcast. Maybe we dive back into those styles of races, as you will. But the particular lineup that won had Kyle Larson on 35% ownership. You knew that would be big. Kevin Harvick, 28% ownership, and he actually scored more points than Larson. It was a nice, great last race for Harvick. Chastain, 114 points, finishing first, obviously. He was only 10% owned, though. So this was my track house lineup because I had Suarez, who was 8% owned, 37 points there. Rounded it out with Briscoe, as I mentioned I would, and gave you the reasons why last week. A lot of people also felt him. That was 32% owned. And Stenthouse at 11% finished us up there. So that's how we played it. And, you know, just some things to consider as we move forward next season and try to bring back green every week in NASCAR on DraftKings. But, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. This has been Pit Road. Thanks for riding with me this year. We'll be back next season. I'll look forward to hanging with you guys again every Friday, talking about the races and results. Peace.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.